In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Friday at 4, we are joined by former Rams quarterback Ron Jaworski. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. With the
Spike. Don't take that, Jaws. Don't take that.
Early, Spike, thank you.
Well, you know, we're playing the Rams.
Quickly.
Yeah. So, Jaws, first of all, Bryce Huff put on IR, but more interestingly, I think for this particular weekend, Devontae Smith just ruled out for Sunday night. How do you think they adjust with Devontae out? Is it as simple as putting Dotson in a spot, or do you think it changes the game plan at all?
Well, nothing is simple when you lose a guy like Devontae Smith. He's a game breaker. He's a guy that stretches the defense. He's a guy that takes the top off the defense, so there's the underneath lanes open for everybody else. You know, Dallas Goedert, A.J. Brown, those are the guys that catch balls underneath because A.J.'s clearing out. He kind of does the dirty work, so, you know, you're going to miss that type of receiver going against this Ram defense. By the way, you know, I've been looking at this Ram defense and actually the whole team on tape this week. This is going to be a tough game. Anybody just looks at this saying, oh, they're 5-5, look at their record. This is a good, young football team, well-coached, with a quarterback by the name of Matthew Stafford, who's got a Super Bowl pedigree. So you travel out to the West Coast, long flight, a lot of distractions. This is going to be a tough game.
Yeah, I think everyone has sort of come to that conclusion that this one, we're almost hitting, yeah, man, I wish we played the Rams in like week 6 rather than now, because them getting healthy and sort of putting the season together, and a veteran team that has been there before and a desperate team, it is setting up for a tough game for the Eagles.
I think desperate would be a very good word, but actually defensively, I've been impressed with what I saw. They're a very young football team. And the youth has probably hurt them more than anything because they find themselves out of position. But they're not good enough to just line up like, say, the Eagles defense, you know, with our interior guys and go head-to-head with anybody. They do a lot of slants, stunts, twists, try to get people clean to the quarterback, clean to blow up the running game. And occasionally they make a lot of great plays in a row, but then they get beat because they get caught in the wrong gap. They overrun a play. So, you know, once they get more mature and playing together, which say now they're 11th game, they're 5-5. They are getting better as the season goes on. So you got a young team that took the Detroit Lions into overtime week 1. So
yeah,
really, they have the talent to make plays. They're much healthier. You know, you got Puka Nacua back and Cooper Kupp and Tutu Atwell. They're all guys that can catch the football, and you know they'll present some problems in the short quick passing game because that's what Matthew Stafford likes to do. So it's going to be a test.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the matchup, Jaws. These Rams offensive skill position guys with Stafford going up against this Eagles defense, particularly our secondary, which I believe has been playing like the strength of the defense. How do you like this matchup and sort of how you see it matching up?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think this is one of those games you want to see where we are. You know, we've been beating up on some, and let's be honest, you know, not some of the cream of the crop of the NFL.
Sure.
And not that the Rams are, but, you know, they're a good, solid football team. They're well-coached. They won't beat themselves. You know, offensively, I think we'll move the ball. I mean, our offense is just outstanding. But what I said a moment ago, what we have done with our offensive line, we just, you know, you can't play us man-to-man on the defensive line. We will win. If they think they can line up and just play us that way, it's not going to happen. So, when you look at how they play, they want to run the football, and they can run the football. They'll want to play action and short passing game. But this will be a good barometer game, I think, to see really where we are and really how good the Rams are as well.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about those wide receivers, Jaws. Kyren Williams is a pretty damn good running back there for the Rams. Good matchup of going up against our front seven linebackers, Jalen Carter, that defensive line. How you like that?
Yeah, no question. I mean, Kyren Williams is a good running back, but and they have. I kind of thought as I've watched some of their tape, they abandoned the running game too early.
Okay.
I think against this Eagle defense, you have to stay on schedule. You start getting into, you know, third and seven plus when the defense can dictate to you. Vic has been very good and creative in what he does. So I think if there's something I see with the Rams, they're throwing the ball about 60% of the time, running only 40. We're almost vice versa, that or more. You know, we're running it more than 60% of the time and throwing it, you know, a lot less than the Rams do. So I think it's one of those games where, you know, our defense should be able to hold it, but I think the Rams will try to control the football and keep the ball away from Jalen and all the weapons. And they're going to blow some plays up. As I said a moment ago, the slants, the stunts, the twists. You know, they're going to get Saquon a few times in negative plays, but if the Eagles are smart, and they are, they will continue to run the football like they have been.
Speaking of running the football, Jaws, have you given up on the idea of limiting Saquon touches, thinking about next year? It seems like everyone was on board with that a few weeks ago, but that everyone sort of, you know, put their hands up and say, well, we don't know how else to make this offense go.
It's like I was never in that camp.
Okay.
You'd like to keep the guy healthy. You know, you kind of limit it in certain situations. But I think when you got a bell cow running back and how this team has responded to him, the fact that his offensive line went in and complained and said, hey, we want to run the ball more. Look at the running back we have. What are you guys, blind? Let's, you know, make him the bell cow. Look what this offense has done since he's been touching the ball 20-plus times a game. They've been just shredding people, you know, with that offensive line and Saquon running. So, you know, he could fall off the elevator getting in the hotel, and anything can happen. Injuries can happen. I'm not for, hey, let's hide him. You know, that's what usually when you get hurt, when you start protecting yourself or your running back.
Do you think the Eagles can win throwing the ball the amount that they throw the ball? And when I say win, I don't mean Sunday. I mean, you know, win, go all the way.
Yeah, I think they can, but I think what we have seen, they're better when they're balanced. When, you know, when the play action game is available to him, when Jalen is taking more snaps under center, when he's throwing in known situations, he's not. You know, it is so much easier to play quarterback when it's third and three rather than third and ten. You know, the defense dictates on third and ten. You know, it's tough to play quarterback when you're running the football well and staying on schedule. Man, it's easy. Maybe easy is not the right word. Easier. It's easier when you got third and three as opposed to third and ten. So I like when this offense stays on schedule and the bell cow with Saquon running it helps Jalen out.
So, Jaws, Daniel Jones got released. The Eagles took a chance this year on a former first-round pick in Kenny Pickett. You know, would you – I think it's very unlikely it would happen during the year – if you were the Eagles, would you look at Daniel Jones as a reclamation project in the offseason as a backup quarterback? What do you see in him as a quarterback?
Well, we got Kenny Pickett, so I'm very happy with the situation right now at quarterback. Kenny's a very talented guy. You know, he's in a very good situation. He's with a very good offensive team, a very good football team. His opportunity, it may never come here. It may come here. It'll be an injury to Jalen. But if Pickett has to play, there's no doubt in my mind he can play. I loved him when he was coming out of Pitt. He was just in a bad situation in Pittsburgh, the way their offense was constructed. He's now in a really good system right now. So I think Pickett is a rock-solid backup. Daniel Jones can play in this league. He was, again, in a bad situation. And for quarterbacks, you know, it's so important that you get in a quarterback-friendly system, you know, where people understand the quarterback position. And I think both Pickett and Daniel Jones got in bad situations. I think they're both talented guys.
All right, Jaws, we need – now, you've already foreshadowed you think it's going to be a tough game, but we do need the official prediction for the WIP afternoon show for Jaws for Sunday night.
I'm on a roll, as you guys know. You know, I think I got one loss in the last game. I'm hitting it pretty good right now. I like the Birds to win this one 27-21, but it'll be a good test. I'm looking forward to this kind of game. And it'll be more Eagle fans out there than Rams fans, but it'll be a tough environment still. I'm looking forward to this matchup.
Yeah.
All right, Jaws. Well, sorry about the Rams line. I just, you know.
Hey, it was a good 4 years.
Yeah, yes, sir. Ron Jaworski, you can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game shows, and then with us every Friday at 4. We appreciate your time, Jaws, as always.
All right, brother.
Be safe.
Yep, take care.
That does suck with Devontae, but hopefully the hamstring's tricky, and the fact, honestly, that he has played the last two games with him with it popping up on the injury report.
Yeah.
At some point with a hamstring, you're just going to have to get him some time where he's not running.
Well, and here's the crazy thing. I don't think he got many touches in the Dallas game. So he went two games there where he didn't really touch the ball a whole lot, that Dallas game or Washington game.
Yep. More of a decoy.
Yeah, kind of more of a decoy and just being out there trying to push through it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a tough stretch now to have him without it.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's just this game, but you never know with a hamstring.
Yep.
You know? And at this point, they have to just he's got to be healthy.
Oh, yeah, you got to get him ready for the stretch.
At this point, he's just got to be right.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Ernie in Norristown. You're on WIP. What's up, Ernie?
Hey, I wanted to speak to Spike. I just saw a tweet he just put out about 3 hours ago. I thought it was kind of ridiculous.
What was the tweet?
Well, what'd you see?
I sent a bunch of tweets.
In 4 seasons, you said Wentz has 0 playoff wins, 48 regular season fumbles going on to trash him. I was confused because did I wake up in 2021? I'm confused why that was put out today.
So it's just for anyone who is not aware of this, I understand the confusion. When the whole Wentz Foles thing was going on, there was one guy who would respond to every Carson Wentz tweet with that thing. And then it just became a thing that people started saying. And I was talking to Elliot about it this morning, and I thought it would be funny just to post it with no context whatsoever.
So I apologize, Spike. I was going to get all fired up.
We don't disrespect
Carson Wentz on this program.
Yeah, it's just it's a very funny tweet. The tweet goes this way.
No, it's right? Actually not funny.
Yeah,
not funny at all.
It's not funny at all. Yeah.
Well, for those who don't know it, this is what it is. In 4 seasons, and this was 2020, I assume. This is right around when it was, or 2019.
Yeah, it probably would have been 2020.
Yeah. 2019.
Yeah. So in 4 seasons, Carson Wentz has 0 playoff wins, 48 regular season fumbles. He is 7-20 versus teams over 500. He has no heart, no desire to win. His teammates hate him. He has started 5-6 in 3 of his first 4 seasons. The Eagles are 24-6 in their last 30 games with Nick Foles. So it was just it was like an inside joke for the people who get it.
Well, no, I apologize now because I have egg on my face for even.
No,
don't worry, Ernie. Yeah. I did the same thing as soon as I came into work.
Listen, I'll be honest with you guys. I still like Wentz. I still hope he's doing good.
Man,
you know?
Dude, you're talking to the right
don't
show.
Don't worry, brother. He's coming back. Just be patient.
I got my hopes up.
That's right. LTBB, we ride forever.
Yeah.
And I saw Wentz warming up on the sidelines. It brought me back. But it'll happen one of these days, hopefully.
This is really – yeah, I might do that.
Well, that's going to be you when Carson eventually gets in there.
Yes.
Who's more likely to play for a Philadelphia team again, Ben Simmons or Carson Wentz?
Oh, God.
Thank you for the call, Ernie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's Carson. It could be more likely Carson.
It's Carson.
Yeah, out of here.
Can I say this? I think you guys have had an effect on me. Most people don't know this because I was not on the air at the time.
Yes.
But I was very negative on Carson very, very early. Mm-hmm. Very, very negative.
Seems like a trend for you.
Was never a Carson. It is not a trend for me.
Well.
It's a look.
Don't get sidetracked.
I'm either in or out on guys, and I was out on Carson. And some of Ike and I used to argue about basketball very early on. Mm-hmm. Some of our deepest arguments were Carson Wentz related, so much so that we stayed away from them most of the time.
Yeah.
But I would say this. Given him being humbled in the league, mm-hmm. going to Kansas City, a lot of times for not just for athletes, but for all of us, it takes getting into your 30s, having things not go well.
Yeah.
Look, I lost my job. I was unemployed for 6 months, and it made me a different person afterwards, too. So I would say this. I was anti-Carson. However, if there were an opportunity for him to be a backup quarterback with the Eagles, I would welcome it, and I wish him well.
No, I would not want him here as a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
No. No.
Well, I hope he gets a chance to play somewhere and play well.
I don't need you guys that are Carson haters.
I'm not a hater anymore.
Well, no, yeah, you are. To do the whole he's back here as a backup and this and that and the other. No. Be a backup somewhere else until he's a starter. The great thing about the NFL and football, there's enough bad quarterbacks. He just needs to hang around long enough. He'll get his shot again.
Oh, he will.
Yeah, he'll get his shot again.
Maybe he'll be the next Kurt Warner.
It could be Kurt. Geno
Smith,
Geno
there you
Smith,
go.
There you go. I mean, no one would ever thought 5 years ago, Geno Smith.
No.
not only did he become a star, he got an extension.
Yeah.
Out there in Seattle.
Yeah.
It happens.
He'll play somewhere. And playing for Kansas City in that infrastructure, I think if he does well, Andy Reid is a guy who wants people to succeed, he became a second chance. I mean, that's why we ended up with Michael Vick, and not that Carson and Michael Vick are similar, but second chances nonetheless.
He did it with Foles.
He did it with Foles, too.
I think he would advocate for Carson Wentz for another team if that team had a question, if he does well there.
That's a great point about Foles. People forget how bad Foles was in St. Louis and with the Rams, and then he wound up getting to Kansas City and sitting there. He came here. He was a different quarterback when he came back here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. A Creed hater, Pat in Denver.
Yeah. Oh gosh. If I sat down to a restaurant and Carson Wentz was my waiter, I'd roll my eyes.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, it'd be weird. He's an NFL quarterback, you know.
I don't want to see Carson Wentz. He should be out of the NFL.
Why should he be out of the NFL, Pat? What did he do that he should be out of the NFL?
He hasn't done anything in his entire career. All he's done is upset his teammates and not win.
Well, how's he still in the league, Dan?
Anyway, I was at the game in 2017 when he blew out his knee.
Yeah, what'd you think then? Did you start tearing up a little bit?
I cried like a little baby.
Yeah, of course. Okay, yeah, sounds like he did something then.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jack,
you picked the wrong show.
You let out a little sigh every time you pick up the phone when I call.
In my defense, I do that for every caller.
Okay.
He probably does do that for every caller.
No, it's nothing personal.
How's it sound, Pat? How's it sound when he says hello? Is that how you're answering the phone?
Most of the time,
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'll actually say this.
Not that bad.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get on Pat in Denver's side for a second here.
Oh, even why? Though, because you're Twitter beefing with him?
No, because he's an anti-Creedsman, but I'll be on his side. Saying hello, he sighs. Jack's a bad say goodbye on the phone as well guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
I talk to Jack every morning, but like in my drive-in, and I go, all right, I'll see you in a bit. And I'm like, all right. It's always like a sigh when he says goodbye.
Yeah, well, my dad, I'll sigh around my parents. Oh, what's wrong? Nothing. I'm just a Simon.
I'm a Simon.
Spike, where did you find Nick Costos, by the way? Is he from like the 1920s, like newsreel guy? I love the guy, by the way.
So Nick, great. Nick is a real New Yorker, but Nick
for sure.
Yeah, Nick has been a betting guy for a while, but we hired him here at Odyssey probably 5 or 6 years ago, and now he hosts You Better You Bet, which is a giant betting podcast, and he's doing great. So we love having Nick.
Oh, he's fantastic. I love every time he's on. Do you guys know that Pound Town is the dollar store in the UK?
That makes sense.
No, I did not know that.
Is that real, or is that just a joke?
Every time I go to UK, I go to Pound Town. Yeah.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Is that you and Tornado Shapiro? It's European vacation?
Yeah, me and Tornado. If you guys didn't dump Tornado, I gotta up my game here. So, yeah, of course.
You definitely don't have to up your game. No,
your game is fine.
This is a trap game in LA. I'm terrified, and I don't think they're going to win this Sunday.
Are you terrified?
You have to watch Saquon. I'm terrified because Matthew Stafford's going to expose these young cornerbacks for being rookies, and you know. It happens. So this might be the game.
Okay.
Spike.
Yes.
I'm in pain. All my friends are in pain right now.
Okay.
Because of you.
What did I do now?
And
you're complaining about everybody here. What is your...
Now,
what is
we're
your,
all in line.
Yeah, what did I do?
No, I love Ike. Ike is on point with the Daniel Jones.
Here we go again. We get it.
Bad headspace.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid and the process, man. This is 10 years.
Can I tell you something, Pat? You can complain about Joel Embiid. You can complain about Joel Embiid. The process stuff ended 7 years ago. They won 52 games in 2017. It's been a long time since they had a roster full of undrafted free agents and second round picks. And it was 100 years ago. It was four GMs ago, three coaches ago, 7 years ago. None of the players are the same. The process, it ended when they fired Hinkie. You all got what you wanted. And truthfully, the result of it is your fault. It is not the process's fault. It is morons like you, no offense.
We love Pat.
Morons like you, morons like my father, morons like Mike Lombardi, who are all like, oh, the guy in his basement, the guy in his basement. I bet Sam Hinkie played more football than Mike Lombardi did, to be quite honest with you.
Sam Hinkie played football?
He did. He played in high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, where'd you get that at?
No, he was good.
No, I'm saying you said that out of nowhere.
There's
like,
no way he was good at football.
He was.
What do you mean?
It's as likely as you being good at baseball.
Well, it's first team all league.
Yeah, he's first team all league.
Okay.
Yeah, you think so? What was it you think Hinkie was? The tubby offensive lineman?
All I'm saying is that the tie from today to the process is ridiculous. There's been more non-process
basketball
people here.
Yeah.
As soon as they won 50 games back to back, that part's over. It's gone. So let it go. All right. Speaking of let it go, this is our last pair of Linkin Park tickets.
All right.
We have one more pair. So Linkin Park back in Philly, August 16th, Wells Fargo Center. We have one pair to give away, one final pair. You just have to sing for them.
Are we going to that concert?
If you want to go, I'm going. You want to go?
Well, if you go, I'm going.
Yeah, Linkin Park shows are good.
It's in August?
August 16th, yeah.
Yeah. What else am I going to be doing?
All right. Jack, show trip.
Where is it?
Linkin Park, Wells Fargo Center. All right.
Yeah, it's right down in South Philly. Remember where Wells Fargo Center is at, man?
Come on, man.
We'll see. Yeah.
I don't want you to go.
We'll see.
Anyway, pair of tickets.
I got Phil's baseball.
We will. There's 162 games, man.
I don't care.
Okay. So.
He's so telling the truth.
We will play you a clip of a Linkin Park song. When it stops, you have to sing the next line. It's very simple. You get the tickets if you do it correctly. So call 215-592-9494 for your shot to win. Also coming up, Tommy from Down the Shore and your calls on Saquon, everything else, how much you hate us. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Spike and Fritz. Damn it. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man, I really thought I did something there. Really did. Sorry. That's an off air.
Might be still on to something.
Yes, but I am on to something. Yeah.
Let's get number. Yes, sir.
All right. We got our last pair of Linkin Park tickets. They are on sale now, Ticketmaster.com. They come back August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Here is what the challenge is. We will play a clip of a Linkin Park song. Whoever our contestant is has to sing the next line. If they get it right, they get the tickets. If they don't get it right, we go to the next person. Sean in Horsham, you are first. Sean, are you prepared?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to say, Sean, and we've said this to everyone, you can't just say the next line. You have to sing the next line. Are you prepared to do that?
I'm singing it. Ike, you ready, baby?
I'm ready, baby.
All right.
Well, now, hold on.
What?
Last thing. Yep. Yesterday, I felt like we were a little lenient.
Oh, on the line.
Oh, when I said it.
Well, yeah, I know, but he already said yes, and then we got lenient.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, to get out in front of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And lenient in that he had the words right, but he didn't do.
He sung like Buzz. You can't sing like Buzz.
Okay, all right, that's fair. Okay. All right, you're ready, Sean.
Buzz, yes, sir.
All right, so here we go. Here's the clip.
One,
There we go.
Rico Lightfall! Confusing word in Rio!
I think we found a Lincoln
Park fan. He did it. Congratulations, Sean. Sean gave us two lines. All right, Sean, you got a pair of tickets to go see Lincoln Park August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Congratulations, my friend. Wow, the kids are cheering in the back.
Man, everybody's happy.
Now it sounds like more than one kid back there, Sean. You're gonna have to flip a coin.
He says twins.
We got lucky with twins, buddy.
Okay, all right. Well, only one of them can go, unfortunately. But.
We're playing tackle too. Like we're ready.
Oh, that's how old are they?
Six. We're playing upper echelon. They're playing with 7 and 8 year olds.
Huh. All right. Careful out there.
Yeah, be careful.
North Penn Squires representing North Penn Squires and North Penn's in the state semis tonight.
Nice.
We love to see that.
I mean, they cheat. I mean, they have 80,000 kids at their high school. I'd hope they'd make states.
Jack.
Well, I've had a long issue with North Penn.
I would imagine. It sounds like it.
The Golden Knights are also playing in a big playoff game tonight, too. So that's a real school.
All right, Sean. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to put you on hold now. Jack will get your info. All right, there it is.
My bet.
Yeah, he crushed it. He sang it with his chest.
That was last tickets, right?
Yeah, why?
Well, I always feel bad for all the other people that was waiting online.
Oh, yeah. Well, they can buy them. And maybe, look, maybe we'll have more tickets closer to the show. Show's 6 months away.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah, all right.
You sound a little more compassion for the
yeah, all right. Actually, let me take it back. Ah, that is crushing.
Oh, man.
I wish I could give them to all of them. Maybe we'll have more tickets, but if you happen to have enough money, they are on sale.
There you go.
There it is. That's why people like you, man.
That's why everyone likes Ike.
Yeah.
Ike, you're five favorite callers.
My five favorite
you
callers?
You list 10, yes.
Probably would list 10.
Yeah. You're smart.
He would list 10, he would list 5, and then he would get a bunch of tweets about people he forgot.
Yep.
And he would
definitely put them on the list.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Tony and Langhorn, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Hey, Spike, you may know this. Jack and Ike, you may not, but I got a Costco guy's fact for you.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that Big Boom AJ the Costco guy, will be wrestling at AEW Full Gear on pay-per-view in Newark tomorrow, and he will be managed by Big Justice and the Rizzler.
So I knew he was wrestling. I knew he was wrestling at AEW. I didn't know it was tomorrow in Newark, and I didn't know he was being managed by the Rizzler and Big Justice. And I have to say, if they were smart, they would have Rizzler turn on Big Justice at the event. That is what I think they should do. They should have Rizzler go full heel.
You know, it's the Rizzler's world.
It is the Rizzler's world. And, you know, AJ was a professional, low-rung professional wrestler back in the day.
Yeah, he was an indie guy in the New Jersey scene in like the early to mid-2000s. So they said it's his first match in 20 years. And I think he's going to be on TV on TNT tonight. So he's really pushing his appearance.
Yeah, well, look, they're hot right now. But as we've declared, we think they're cooked. So I think this is the beginning of the end. So I'm glad they're capitalizing on it.
It's either the beginning or the end, or maybe he's finding a new career. He's getting a new footing.
There you go.
I think the Costco guys bit and the 530 Creed bits are some of the best bits in the radio right now. But I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
So what is this thing you're doing, Jack? What is it called, the thing for Juan Soto? What do you call it?
Sacrifice for Soto.
Sacrifice for Soto. Why are you not singing My Sacrifice by Creed?
Oh, because it's not as good a song.
It's a great song. Come on. It's one of their best.
It's obviously a great song, but it's not One Last Breath.
Don't you think that Ike should learn a second Creed song, though? He only knows one.
Well, if they...
Hold on, I do know two. What's the other one?
He knows Higher.
Yes, I know Higher. Know,
and you probably know With Arms Wide Open.
Probably.
That's a good one.
Yeah. If Creed were... There's nothing on the calendar, but if Creed were to come back to Philadelphia and we were to go as a show, Ike would have to learn more Creed songs, I think.
Okay.
Make that a bit if they come back to Philly. You have to do a show live at a Creed concert.
What are you sacrificing for Soto, my friend?
So I have been growing out my hair for about 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Kind of curly, though, so it's kind of like got a thickness to it. I'll shave it all off if we get Juan Soto.
Okay.
And one more thing, Jack.
Yes.
Are we non-tendering Garrett Stubbs? I got to know from you. Is Stubby gone?
I think so.
I think
the Stubbs run is over.
Vibesman is gone. Yeah,
they don't deserve. They don't deserve Garrett Stubbs anymore. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Like, no offense to Garrett. So thank you for the call, Tony.
Now they might bring him back because he has minor league options and whatever. But who cares? They did non-tender Austin Hayes today, so that trade worked out.
Speaking of shaving hair.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, you two didn't shave your heads.
So can I be honest about the head shaving?
Well, yeah, go ahead. We want to hear.
This is me.
I'm getting pressure for not bringing it up because nobody else has brought it up to you guys.
One guy is putting pressure.
No, well, there's a lot of pressure.
There's a few.
It's OG Wade. You know, but that's a lot of pressure, man.
Corey asked me about it. I think there have been a few.
Okay.
The truth is that I don't care about shaving my head. Oh. I've shaved my head a million times. I will happily shave my head. Oh. In fact, it'll give me an excuse at home. My wife, Val, doesn't like when I shave my head. Jack doesn't want to at all. And it didn't seem like people cared that much whether we're going to shave our heads or not.
Right.
So because I didn't care, I was just sort of protecting Jack. I figured we'd just sort of let it go.
Yeah.
If the listeners feel like we should both shave our heads, and you, Ike, feel like we should both shave our heads because we said we would, I am fine with it. But it is hurting Jack more than it's hurting me.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't care that it's hurting Jack, quite frankly.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay.
You know, when he plays the drop about they're going after Ike Reese, that's a jab every time at me that he plays.
Oh, that's a good point.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
See? Yeah.
When and does that. Wait, when he plays the This Is My Show thing, he is not thinking about
exactly.
Me.
Does he care about our feelings then?
No.
Listen, I'll play this one more.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
I never hear that one.
No, that's the first time I've ever heard that one.
Or this one.
Ike Reese and Iron Man.
I got some positive ones in here.
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
All positive.
Here's what I'll say. We will take 3 call votes on whether we should shave our heads. 215-592-9494. Whatever the 2 out of 3 say. Now, he screens the friggin' calls.
Well,
so
I just want to see him squirm. That's all I want to do.
Listen, I will do stuff for radio bits. I just didn't feel like there's that much buzz behind it.
Well,
let me tell you.
Yeah.
I'm imagining you right now.
I know.
Shaved.
Not pretty.
Whoa. You wouldn't shaved.
Just saying I'm imagining you shaved. It just sounds like a Tornado Shapiro line.
Okay. Yeah, see? Because he's not going to go completely bald, right?
No,
he's
buzz.
Doing a whole buzz cut, right?
Yeah. Like
yeah, he would still have hair.
Yes. And you know who would like it? Rios would love it if we shaved heads. I think Yoshi would love it.
I think Jill would love it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't know if Jill would love it. But she would definitely be more on this one than the Juan Fritz.
Oh, yeah. She definitely wasn't going for that one.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see him squirm a little bit.
Well, we'll take those calls after I tell you where to get stuff for your pets. In fact, my wife just sent me a picture of our two dogs, Scotch and Rebel, with their new coats on. They got new fashionable coats. If you need coats for your dog or you need Christmas presents or Hanukkah presents, we do presents, holiday presents, birthday presents in the house for our dogs. Dogs and Cats Rule is where you got to go. They have special stuff for both holidays, presents. You get a fleece or a coat. Or if you want to get a special holiday cookie, holiday treat for the dogs and cats, they got them as well. And their normal, amazing staff at Dogs and Cats Rule that is going to help you with whatever you need. And there's a lot of questions you go to the pet store, especially about pet nutrition. Now, they are top of the line with pet nutrition, all the best products, local products, high quality ingredients. But which one is right for your pet? The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule, led by the lead dog, George Perrini, has those answers. So 7 locations, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell in Pennsylvania. See, he's going to take that clip.
Yeah, well, he didn't hear it.
New Hope in Pennsylvania.
What happened? Nothing.
Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Shop small, shop local, shop family. All right. Before we get to the head shaving votes, see, I don't even know if I can trust what is on the screen from
what?
Jack here. We got to go to our buddy.
Yes, sir.
Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike. Yes, Jack. Big baloney business, baby.
Oh, we love the baloney. What's going on in your world, buddy?
I'm so fired up for this game on Sunday. Anxiously awaiting the game. But in the meantime, just to, like, distract myself, I've been binge-watching all these, like, British mystery shows like Sherlock and Poirot. You guys like those programs?
No.
I'm not into them, but I know what you're talking about. Look, whatever passes the time, buddy.
Exactly, because I gotta, like, I just can't wait for this game, but I gotta find something to pass the time, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I started watching these shows, right? And then I got an idea.
Ooh.
What if I had my own detective show, you know what I mean? But this would be, like, a very unique concept, you know what I mean?
Okay.
This would be, you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Tommy Down the Shore, Delicatessen Detective. You know what I mean?
Wow, Delicatessen Detective.
That's a mouthful right there, man.
It is.
Well, like, for sure, you could just say Tommy Deli Detective. You know what I mean? That's a long name. You know what I mean?
Yes. Deli Detective.
Deli Detective.
So what does a deli detective do, Tommy?
Well, I investigate deli and cold cut related mysteries. You know what I mean? So, for example, the first episode is the case of the Bologna Bandit, right?
Okay.
We come to find that in the tri-state area, all the bologna is gone missing, right? So they hire me to investigate, right? I'm like Sherlock Holmes. I got the trench coat. I got that silly British hat that the detectives wear. And I got like a magnifying glass. You know what I mean? Because when I'm on the scene, I'm very meticulous. You know what I mean?
I'm
looking for clues.
I just can't imagine
I'm
there's
looking for clues.
I just can't imagine there's that many deli-related mysteries.
Well, there's more than you might think. Like, honestly, it's under the radar. You know what I mean? They're not reporting on it enough. But there'll be enough cases for me to solve. Believe me.
Tommy, real quick, you said Sherlock. What's the last name of Sherlock?
Holmes. Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, a little grunt on the end of that one.
Yeah.
You got a little phlegm. You got a little phlegm in the old throat.
That's right. That's right. Got to clear it, Jack. You hear me?
Sherlock.
Whom? Whom? Sherlock Holmes.
So you mentioned Sherlock Holmes. You mentioned the other one. What other mystery shows do you like?
Well, one of my all-time favorites is DuckTales. You guys like DuckTales? Remember DuckTales?
Oh, yeah.
I remember DuckTales.
Yes.
Remember? They were these little baby ducks.
Yep.
But they were like geniuses, right?
Yes.
And they were investigating mysteries, and it had a great theme music to it. Remember DuckTales?
Yeah, DuckTales. Woo! Yes,
that's
sir.
Like, life is like the hurricane
here in Duckburg.
Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes.
It's a Duckburg.
Night solve a mystery. Or rewind
history.
DuckTales.
Woo!
Every day they're out and making DuckTales.
Woo!
There you go, baby.
Yeah.
That's a classic. You know?
That's
yes,
a classic
sir.
Right there.
So you must be flying high, man. I mean, Eagles won 6 in a row. You got these amazing ideas for deli shows. You must you must be confident.
I'm dialed in. I'm grooving. I'm moving. And I'm soothing.
Did you say I'm moving?
I'm grooving, moving, and
grooving.
Soothing.
Grooving, moving, and what?
And soothing, like I'm very relaxed. You know?
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Soothing.
I'm fired up, but I'm taking it easy.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this schedule, right? I've been looking at this schedule over and over and over and over again, right? And I'm thinking we could win every single game that's left on the schedule. Don't you guys think? I mean, we're not playing that many good teams.
Well, I mean, we're playing a good team this weekend and then the next week and then the next week, I think. But
other than that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, my opinion is if we were playing Detroit or KC, I'd be nervous. But
okay.
I feel like we could definitely win every single one of these games. A couple of them might be a little more competitive. But I'm just saying, this team, they're only getting better. It's like me. When I'm on a ping pong table, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a really good ping pong player. And sometimes when I'm getting started, I'm slow. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yep.
But then as I play more, I keep getting better and better. And that's what's happening to the Birds, in my opinion. We'll see what happens. But I think we could end up 15-2. I really do.
Whoa!
15-2.
You saying they're going to run the table?
That's what I'm saying. There's only seven games left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I guess.
And good a couple math. Of those teams stink. A couple of those teams really stink.
Yeah.
Like Dallas and New York, those are the last couple games, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I mean, maybe Baltimore will be tough. This weekend might be tough, but I'm saying they run the table. That's what I'm saying.
Well, so what's your score prediction for Sunday night?
Well, this is going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be close through three quarters, but we're going to pull away in the fourth. I'm going 31-21 Bird.
We love it, Tommy.
Love it.
And we're very excited for the Baloney Game Show, but now I think Delicatessen Detective is the thing that we're looking most forward to.
We're going to solve every mystery. If you got any deli-related crimes, just make sure you get in touch with me. I'll solve it for you.
All right. We love you, Tommy.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks so much, fellas. I love you guys. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you next week. Yeah, Bird!
Yeah, it's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
All right. I said three shave head votes on whether Jack and I should do it. We will take the three votes, whichever, you know, two out of three wins either way. So, Ben and Philly, should we shave our heads or not shave our head?
You guys got to shave your heads.
All right. There's one.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that we've been sitting on those positive drops of Ike for this long.
That's a good point.
I mean.
Right. Nobody knew they were there, right?
We need that accountability, just accountability.
Also, please let me know what channel Deli Detective is going to be on. I got to tune into that. That might be one of the greatest calls you guys have ever had.
Now, yeah.
Tommy Down Store is phenomenal today.
Yeah, A&E. It sounds like an A&E show to me.
It's definitely an A&E show.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Or it might be on Tubi.
On A&E. I absolutely love it.
Tubi for sure. If we still had Channel 57, I think it would be one of those. All right. So there's one for shave. Big V, you're on WIP. Shave or no shave?
Well, first, I got to say this. I think you guys got to get together and put together like an album of, you know, the greatest songs sung on WIP.
Yes.
Lead off with DuckTales.
Yes. And did you hear Tommy from Down the Shore sings like an angel?
Oh, man, he does.
Yeah, he sings like an angel. More like Nick Pesci and what's that guy, the stewardess who always trying to write a book and wants people to read it?
Cowboy Jim?
Cowboy Jim.
Stewardess Jim. Yes.
Yeah, he's a combination of both of them. Together, they got two speeds, slow and stop.
That's pretty good, Big V. Slow and stop.
Originally, I knew Jack was going to hang up on me, so I said, don't shave your head. But in reality, go bald, fellas.
Oh, you tricked him.
Got you. I got you. And by the way, this is my show.
All right, Big V.
I love it.
All right. Well, we can't do it Monday because we'll be at Chickie's. So Tuesday, right in time for Thanksgiving.
No, I'm getting a haircut. No, I'm not. You can do all your little stupid bits all you want. I'm not shaving my head.
Wow.
Tom Brady looked off.
You know what?
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
He's mad that Big V lied to him.
I like to do so blind.
Big V lied to him.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I had it all queued up.
Yeah, you thought you had it. By the way, Tom sent me a message. He said, instead of a horse sound for Saquon, since he is a bell cow back, we should do a moo.
Ooh. Well, moo's not intimidating.
Well, neither.
But Saquon's not intimidating.
Yeah.
It's not Derrick Henry.
Yeah. We could do a moo, and that way no one will mistake it.
I would have done a moo. I didn't want to offend you.
You mean who? Spike?
Spike.
Because we're not killing the cow.
Oh, you mean the meat.
Yeah, we're not murdering it.
Let me hear a moo. Let me hear a good moo, man.
You got one, Jack? I mean.
How about this?
That's the one.
No, how about, what about the Superman? Would you stop? This is what it's going to be like for the next hour with him.
Yep. Yeah. Well, because he's throwing a tantrum
on,
back.
Yeah, exactly.
Then.
He's on revenge tour now.
Yep. By the way, Big V just jumped up to the top of my rankings, lying to Jack.
Is there the Superman? Dun, 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 dun.
We could do that. We could do Superman.
Right, that's because didn't Big Play Slay, I think he named Saquon Superman.
Well, but what's his name calls him? Corey calls him Superman all the time.
Oh, Corey?
Yeah.
I think that's what Corey got it from.
Oh, got it from Slay.
I think so.
Okay.
We give Corey a lot of credit for a lot of
things. Well, that's where I heard it. That's where I can just say where I heard it. So, all right, well, we'll figure that out.
All right.
Jack, what do we have for the top five of five, Baldy?
Baldy joins us Wednesdays at 4. Anyway.
It's good, good comeback.
The biggest questions I have about what's currently going on at WIP.
These are always my favorite. These are always my favorite, where we throw everyone under the bus.
No one is safe here, guys.
And you guys weren't on the list. we're taking down one show, definitely, in particular here, because they were out of line this morning.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of...
I love a good in-house fight. I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Something odd is really going on at the midday show. We got a breakdown. Okay. And there was an all-time caller last night that we need to hear the audio.
Okay. This sounds good. By the way, I love getting in the worst with the shows because none of the shows fight back because they don't want any part of it.
They really want us to just go away and leave them alone.
If we just ignore them, they won't do it anymore. All right. That is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.